Good morning. I'm Dr. Salt, and I'm here on a house call. Shall I come in? You have a very nice place. So quaint and homey. Should we sit down somewhere? We can start. Oh, yeah, sure. A cup of tea would be lovely. Just an English breakfast if you have any. Oh, thank you. It's perfect. Now, shall we begin? I'm sure you realize that I'm not your usual scheduled doctor. You may already know, Dr. Perkins is actually on annual leave at the moment. As per your healthcare provider's notice, I will be her replacement. I know it's difficult having someone new come in at such short notice, but I assure you, you are in very, very good hands. Okay, let's go over her notes. I see in your recent sessions you've been discussing how the severity of your sexual repression throughout your childhood has impacted your dating life as of late. Well, you know, this is actually a lot more common than you realize. Obviously, you can tell I'm not from around here, but it is quite universal. I can understand that the pressures of society to embrace sexuality can be quite daunting. Especially when you were told in your adolescence that it is shameful and a topic that is not often up for discussion. It's important to realize, however, that this change, while inevitable, takes time to adjust to, and everything you feel is completely normal. Anyway, so let's discuss your dating life. You say, you've begun dating recently? Ah, yes. The old Tinder. Of course. And how is that going for you? I see. And you've been engaging in sexual intercourse with your dates? Ah. I see. So you've been having issues with, completion. Would you describe it as difficulties maintaining an erection? Oh, no. Okay. Difficulties ejaculating then. I see. And how often do you masturbate? I'm sorry, is that too personal? You do realize that this is completely confidential, right? I am bound legally to protect individuals' medical records and health information. You have nothing to worry about. So, just tell me, how often do you masturbate? Oh, really now? That's, Quite a lot. And are you masturbating to completion? Ah, only sometimes. So, edging and stuff. Very descriptive of you. Can you give me more details? Can you describe how you are manually stimulating yourself? Are you touching your balls, stroking your shaft? Tell me how you play with your cock. Hey, this is a judgment-free zone. I want to hear all about it. What? You can't remember? Don't be coy with me. How can you not remember how you masturbate? You said you do it quite often. I'm sure it won't take a lot to jog your memory. How about we do a little exercise? I want you to close your eyes, sit back, and just listen to my voice. I want you to relax. The only thing you need to focus on are my words in your ears. Can you do that for me? That's a good boy. Let my voice guide you. I want you to think about the last time you jerked off. Think about how each stroke made you feel. Your hand sliding from the base of your cock right to the tip, again and again and again. Maybe you were using your other hand to play with your balls too. Did it feel good? I'm sure it did. And what were you thinking about the last time you jerked off? I'm sure your mind is full of filth. Isn't it? So many dirty, dirty thoughts every day. Naughty fantasies about that hot girl who just started working at the grocery store. How do I know about that? Well, I've read your file. Those notes are quite interesting. I know all about the things you want to do. I know all about the way you like jerking off before dates, thinking about all the girls on Tinder sucking your cock, their nice, soft, wet mouths taking in the entirety of your cock, tongue swirling, flicking oh so gently around the head of your cock, tempting you. Teasing you, tasting you, their pussy dripping wet for you, yearning and aching to be filled by you, clit throbbing to be touched by you. You like to think they really want you, don't you? You didn't think I would come into this session unprepared, did you? I know everything I need to know about you. I know how you scour through Reddit, listening to erotic audio, stroking your cock to the myriad of delectable voices on offer. You want to know a secret? I listen to them too. I listen to them late at night, when I'm naked and alone in bed, tossing and turning, feeling so hot and aroused. I hear these voices telling me about all the ways they can come, all the ways they can make me.